I would like to thank the Board of Education, faculty, family, and guests for attending the graduation ceremony today. Today is not just an ordinary graduation. We, the class of 1990, will be the last high school class to graduate at the Rolfe Community School. These last 4 years have gone by very fast, and my classmates and I have seen a lot of changes during this time. We have gone from being the Rams to the Rebels, and now the Indians. Someday I will be able to sit down with my children and say, "I was such a good athlete that I was recruited by 3 different schools to play." From this day on, each of us will start to pursue our dreams and goals for the future. What does the future hold for the members of the class of 1990? Some will go on to college, the military, tech school, beauty school, and business school. Whatever that choice may be, I'm sure that my classmates and I have received one of the best educations possible and will apply that knowledge toward building a successful future. As we go on with our lives after today, we will face many challenges and obstacles along the way. We will have many choices and decisions to make to better our future. There are going to be times when a bad decision or unwise choice might set us back. Our history teacher, Mr. Gruber, often says that there are some things that cannot be learned in school, and they are taught best in the school of hard knocks. If we look back on these bad decisions and learn from our mistakes to better ourselves, experience will be the best teacher of all. Learning does not just end at the end of high school. It is a continual process that will go on as long as we live. Life is also a process of planning and setting goals. Having a goal and striving to attain that goal is a very important part of living. A person cannot just go through school and adulthood without having some goals. That person would just wander through life not having any idea about what the future has in store. Goal setting is something that all of us started when we first entered school. We all had the common goal of reaching this particular day, graduation. This process of setting a goal and striving to attain that goal will continue throughout our lives. No longer will we have mom and dad to turn to for help as we have the last 18 years. The best things in life are not just given away. They must be worked for and achieved. Recently, one of my relatives told me that after today, I will be out in the cruel, cold world. But we, the class of 1990, will be the new leaders of that cruel, cold world. Those of us that set high goals and strive to attain those goals may do something along the way to help make this cruel, cold world not such a bad place to live in. I speak for the class in saying that we feel very special in being the last class to graduate from the Rolfe Community School. Attending a small school like this one, where there has been opportunities to excel in a variety of activities, is an experience that we will never forget. I know that I will never forget the roar of the crowd at games, giving Vivian a bad time at lunch, my teachers, all the good times in Mr. Stump's class, and most of all, my classmates and friends. The memories that each of us will have of this school, our friends, and the community will be cherished and held close to our hearts forever.